Well, good Friday morning, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday, or if you want to put it another way, thank God it's Friday. How's everybody doing today? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network and EternityReadyRadio.com. It is Friday. It's going to be a great day today. I am not going to have Baker Shine on today, guys. He is a tad bit under the weather today, so you'll have to reschedule that for another day at Baker Shine. Stand by one moment. It's Friday. We're going to have a great upcoming weekend as we get prepared for that. And you know what? James Brown's going to kick that off for me. That's right, I got you, and I got you listeners that are listening in this morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Again, I am CA, your Christian on-air personality, and also you can catch me on my morning show, EternityReadyRadio.com. Look for the Morning Brew between 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. All right, it's Friday, and like I said, we got a great show lined up today. Battling a little bit of the allergies today, let's talk about what's going to happen on the show today. All right, well, today I've got a Bible devotion coming up. It's called Joy on the Journey. We've all been through journeys in our life, haven't we? We're going to have some joy on our journey and talk about it. Also, got two Christmas songs that I'm going to be playing, and I've got two Christian songs I'm going to be playing on Bill Gaither. Let's give a little cheer for that. That's right, Bill Gaither. Right, Bill Gaither, Saturdays, or Fridays. See, I'm getting my days mixed up. Okay. And also, we're going to be talking about examples of Thanksgiving in the Bible. I'm going to give you guys some help, and we're going to be talking about that today. Going to thoroughly enjoy that. Don't want to miss it. Let me give you my email address, too. You have any questions, comments, suggestions. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Again, MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. All right, coffee in hand. Get those jumping jacks ready. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Let's roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is Joy on the Journey. In the book of Nehemiah, Scripture reminds us, Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, some people have a warped idea of living the Christian life. Seeking talented, successful Christians, they attempt to intimidate them, which is true. For them, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence and is always greener. But then when they discover their own gifts are different from their own contributions, or more even modest, they've forgotten how to serve Christ and not even themselves. But like the Apostle Paul said, none of these things move me. Find that in the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 24. In fact, friends, few men suffered as Paul did, yet they learned to live above the circumstances. Even in a prison cell, you can do the same. You see, the key is to realize that you are here to serve Christ, not yourself. In fact, God does not promise us an easy life, free of troubles, any trials, difficulties, or even temptations. He never promises that life will be perfect, but what he does not call his children to play in a playground, but to a battleground in the midst of it all. So when we serve Christ, we truly discover the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? Amen. And let me just tell you, before I play our favorite song, John Waller and the Coffee Song, we got to play that on a Friday. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So when I want you to keep this in mind. When you're going through a lot, and you're just like, I just don't know, I'm at a very weak point, because as Christians, we can get to that weak point. Just remember one thing, that in all honesty, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Always remember that. All right, John Waller, on a Friday, kick it off for me. A good cup of coffee, cappuccino, Starbucks, homemade, whatever it may be. And Jesus in the Morning exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That's right. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the Morning exclusively and only on a Friday on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. All right, let's kick it off. It's Bill Gaither Fridays, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh,
Amen. And if that does not move you, I don't know what will. That is David Phelps. And we'll be playing one more Christmas one. I just feel the need to play it on Bill Gaither today. On Bill Gaither Fridays. Oh, David Phelps. And you should have just seen it, guys, with the... It was taped some time ago. The Bill Gaither group out there. Oh, my word. Everybody just standing up at the end of that song. Well, today, on a Friday, I'm going to give you some examples as we get closer to Thanksgiving. Examples of Thanksgiving in the Bible, in fact. You know, we got the deals going on as Thanksgiving's coming up. Our kids, even with the pandemic going on, the ones that are going to school. It's about 50-50 in some areas. Going to be an unusual Thanksgiving this year because of the pandemic. But as you reflected back maybe on last year when you got ready for the Black Fridays or the college football or gathering everybody together, gatherings are going to be a little bit different. But I want you to keep some things in mind that gratitude is a heart tenderizer. It keeps our eyes focused on God, the source of all good gifts. In fact, friends, it keeps our hearts open and with open hearts. The fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control have ample room to grow. So I'm going to give you some examples from my notes that's going to help you with Thanksgiving in the Bible. Bear with me today. I'm battling the allergies, unfortunately. Thanksgiving when something big happens. You know, the Red Sea just parted. Pharaoh's army disappeared in its waves. Remember that. And the Israelites stand in awe on the other side of slavery. Free at last, free at last. Moses and his sister Miriam, they sing a song, the song of the sea, about the victory included in these lines. The book of Exodus, chapter 15, and verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my defense has become, he has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise him. My father's God, I will exalt him. The Song of the Sea is one of the oldest surviving texts describing in the Exodus, friends. Possibly written as many as 3,000 years ago when something significant happens in our lives. You know, it seems embedded just like it is in our DNA to celebrate the song. Songs become landmarks in our memory. In fact, resurrecting decades later and returning delight to our eyes. Thanksgiving to our hearts. Let me read to you. I won't actually sing it, but the song of Moses and Miriam. Then Moses and the Israelites sang these songs to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise thee, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is my warrior, and the Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his armies have hurtled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers were drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They have sank to the depths like the snow. I'm sorry, like the stone. Did I say snow? Stone, I'm sorry. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down in the oppositions. You stretch out your hand and the earth swallows your enemies. Your unfailing love will lead the people that you have redeemed. Amen. Another point I want to make is Thanksgiving is the face of the unknown. You know, in times of certainty, it may seem strange to turn gratitude, but think about this. What else do we need to rely on? God's most accept when faced with the unknown. You know, Mary's song recorded after her encounter with her cousin Elizabeth is a perfect example of the kind of praise we can give when the future looks uncertain.
for being pregnant out of wedlock. Mary could have been shunned, but Mary could have been cast out by her family. Mary could have been condemned to death, and yet Mary gives thanks for this new thing, this unexpected gift. You can find that in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 46 through 55. Another point I want to make is thanksgiving in laminate. Over and over again, the psalm shows us what it means to be thankful, even in the times of fear, sadness, and grief. You see, friends, gratitude draws us, our eyes, away from the pain, the terror, and the anxiety of loss. And it helps us focus on the gifts of the world, moving forward along the healing process. After he loses his family, his wife, his property, and his health, Job, the sufferer of sufferers, cries out, "Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave me, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taketh away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Find that in the book of Job, chapter 1 and verse 21. You see, Psalms demonstrates this, included in Psalms number 22, which is what Jesus quoted from the cross when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And in Psalm 69. Now, Psalms 22 starts off in anguish and suffering, but it turns toward the end when David writes, "I declare your name to my people. In the assembly I will praise thee, for who fear the Lord, praise him, and all your descendants of Jacob honor him, revere him, and all the descendants of Israel. For he has not despised, scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has hidden his face from him, but he has listened for the cry of his help." Also, if you go to the book of Psalms chapter 69, you read verses 29 through 36, it reads, "But as for me, afflicted and in pain, may your salvation, God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull, and more than the horns and the wolves, I should say. Excuse me, guys. The poor will see and will be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let the heaven and the earth praise him. Let the seas and all move in him. For God will save Zion and rebuild the city of Judah. The people will settle and possess it, and the children and his servants will inherit it. For those are the who love his name and dwell here." Another point I want to make to you is thanksgiving when you don't feel like it. We've all been there, haven't we? You know, sometimes God feels distant or silent. But when this happens in my life, and I'm sure in your life, the full emotion of joy, empathy, grief, and anger seem to level out the monotony, routine, and boredom. If God seems distant, the desire to praise him and to give him thanks for this routine just isn't as exciting as the other season. Now, when things are good, life is full, joy is easy. Yet, again, friends, the Bible shows us thanksgiving as a response to God. Even when he's silent, even when we don't feel like it, the sacrifice of thanksgiving and its sacrifice, mustering up the habit of praise in your heart, isn't in it, drags you step by step back to the presence of the Lord. One thing I will remind you, make note of this, read Psalms chapter 13 when you get a chance, if you ever feel distance from God. Another point I want to make is thanksgiving in contrast to other current circumstances. You know, there are always times when life just doesn't seem like seasons of gratitude. Maybe you have a chronic illness. We got COVID-19 that we're praising the Lord about. PTL report that a vaccine is being made, thank God. And we're just waiting on the FDA, which I'm sure is going to approve it, and then they'll be shipped out, and then they'll work on the sending it out. We got two of them, two out of four. And that's a great PTL report. Maybe you're caring for an elderly parent or even a special need child, but thankfulness for these circumstances, even when each day brings us fresh challenges, helps us to find hope and meaning. Paul writes to the church in Rome, not only so, but also for the glories of the suffering, because he knows the suffering procedures. Perseverance, perseverance, character, and character and hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit has given us. Find that in the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 3 through 5. Another point I want to make is thanksgiving as a community. Gratitude collectively as a family or community is a tremendous equalizer. When differences of political or religious or culture, opinion, stance, or even present, gratitude helps us to focus to the areas of our relationships that matter the most. You know, it's hard to be grateful for each other. And still weld our theological, political, and cultural weapons. The Jewish tradition includes, friends, several feasts as a form of remembrance. The Passover meal with Jesus and his apostles, the Feast of the Tabernacles, and more of all examples in Scripture of community of believers coming together to remember the past and to respond in gratitude to God. If you want to read about the whole Last Supper, I encourage you to go to the book of Mark, chapter 14. You'll find every bit of it there. Thanksgiving for others. Now, this is difficult through pandemic times, but I want you to remember, at the start of each letter from Paul, sent through the first century following Jesus' resurrection, Paul expressed his thanks for the people. First, I want to thank God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. Paul writes in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 8, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. He also writes in the book of Corinth, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 4. I thank my God every time I remember you. He tells the church in Philippians, chapter 1, verse 3. I will always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love and for all the holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus, he says to the folks in the address in Philippians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. It's good notes to keep in mind. Two more points that I want to make. Thanksgiving rituals and touchstones. After Joshua and the Israelites, friends, crossed the Jordan on the dry ground, Joshua instructs the chief priest and the 12 tribes, as we'll remember, to gather 12 stones from Jordan, and they set up their stones to Gilgal. Now, as you remember, then Joshua told the Israelites in the future, when your descendants ask their parents, what do these stones mean? Tell them Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord God dried up Jordan before you ever crossed over. You can find that and read that in the book of Joshua, chapter 4, verses 21-23. My last point. Thanksgiving in God's presence. And then there's Sunday morning, times when we gather together as a community of believers. Then there were times we walked in the woods, wandering along the coast, stare at the sky, watch the leaves and the trees, and wonder, the joy bubble up. Wherever you find yourself deeply connected with God, in nature, chapel, your backyard, in your silent meditation, there is an opportunity for gratitude. When the Ark of the Covenant is brought back to Jerusalem, the whole population of Israel sings its thanks. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Find that book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse number 34. When we're aligned with God, walking in his way, it's time to give thanks. You see, life is full, life is good, and his love endures forever. My final little point on this is in the book, as I was reading to you guys, book of Revelations, chapter 7, verses 9 and 12, points it forward, the great multitude in white robes. After I looked up and before me, he was in a great multitude. No one could count. For every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne, before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and they were holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb and to the angels standing around, the elders and the four living creatures fell down with their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, praise and glory and wisdom, and give thanks and honor and power and strength to God be forever and ever. Amen. Wow, that's a great lesson that I have on my notes, and I hope that gives you some examples of Thanksgiving in the Bible. Whatever you're going through, good things are around the corner. I don't know how long it's going to take, guys, but the vaccines are coming. You see, God's working. I'm going to lead off in prayer on a Friday, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Friday. We're not going to play any closeout music. But what I'm going to do is, in remembrance of people that have lost their lives with COVID-19. I gave an update on my friend that's not doing very well. I want to give a 30-second pause of silence for over a quarter of a million people that have lost their life to COVID-19. Will y'all do that with me? Let's do 30 seconds starting right now. Thank you, friends. From time to time, I do that to, in remembrance of people that have lost their life to COVID. If you've had friends or relatives that have lost their life to COVID, my heart bleeds for you. If this is your first Thanksgiving with having a table that's empty, someone sitting in a chair that normally sits in your chair on Thanksgiving, my heart bleeds for you. But you know what? I want you to keep one thing in mind. God loves you, and He cares about you, and He's holding you tight. If there's ever anything I can do prayer-wise, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Let's lead off on a prayer on a Friday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. Thank You for giving us the examples of the Thanksgiving in the Bible. We love You so much. We believe in You. We thank You for everything You do. Let us have a great Friday, for we ask it in Your precious name. Amen. Guys, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. I want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Again, this is C.A., your Christian on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network and my morning show, EternityReadyRadio.com, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Also want to thank our USO Radio Network and our troops out there. We're thinking about you too as well. God bless, and we'll talk to you later. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.